a passably picturesque image. Stigmatization and exclusion from public space. After a guided tour of the Dresden Municipal Museum, a female tourist gets to meet an elderly lady in the café vis-à-vis on the Brühl Terrace. It is a sunny afternoon in May. The elderly lady sits outside at a table with a view of the River Elbe.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, please feel free.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question? Are you from Dresden?
Yes, I have lived in Dresden-Johannstadt all my life.
This is outrageous. There are these two young women in 1941 standing on the steps of the Brühl Terrace, and in the background is the sign No Admittance for Jews. I can only say, I think it's tasteless. Couldn't the photographer have paid a little attention and kept the sign out of the picture? Do you know the photograph? I just saw it in a municipal museum. Two women in black and white, laughing on our balcony to Europe, a dog at their side. You know, that picture dates back to 1941. In the background, the sign, No Admittance for Jews. Astonishing that the women themselves didn't pay any attention to their position while they were being photographed. They obviously saw the sign as being just as normal a part of the scene as the dog. It's barbarian. Strolling on the Brühl Terrace was prohibited to Jewish citizens.
Yeah.
Unbelievable! In 1933, the cultural barbarians had already fired the director and conductor of the Semper Opera, Fritz Busch, an amazing and capable man, dismissed because his staff policy was too friendly towards foreigners and Jews, and because of his attitude of opposition. Can you imagine?
Busch did not hide that he was socializing with Jews. It was for him quite natural to choose his friends for their human and intellectual qualities, and that it is everyone's duty to protect their friends, especially in times of need. As regards the allegations of preferential treatment for Jews and foreigners at the opera, he declared that as an artist, his standpoint was that achievements alone were what counted, and not a person's racial origin.
The National Socialists showed the exhibition of degenerate art in Dresden in 1933, even before Munich. The National Socialists really didn't stop at anything. They defamed the art of Impressionism, Expressionism, and Dadaism. The exhibition incited aversion to modernity.
Do you think that the prohibition sign did not belong in the photo? The Jews had to walk in the gutter. So they certainly didn't have any place on the Brühl Terrace.
Some people accosted us or spat at us. Very often children ran after us, shouting, "Jewish pig, Jewish pig, get off the pavement." Henny Brenner, das Lied ist aus.
If you know your way around here, they were also banned from the public parks, Großer Garten, Königsufer, and the Bürgerwiese. That was in summer 1940. I am from Dresden-Johannstadt. Oh, you can't imagine how beautiful it was. The special squares, the well-kept gardens, the mansions, the townhouses, the park benches and the fountains. Look how beautiful Johannstadt is, read the postcards sent to all corners of the world. Even our Gauleiter Mutschmann, our King Mu, he used to live in Johannstadt. But then, on February the 13th, 1945, the bombers wiped out everything.
Good afternoon. What can I get you?
A pot of coffee.
I would like a latte macchiato and a mineral water without gas, please. Did you know that the Brühl Terrace was off limits to Jews?
Excuse me, please. There are other guests asking for me. but I will be right back.
Not everybody obeyed it anyway. Two elderly ladies wearing a star were seen at the time in the Großer Garten. They were even sitting on a bench, just as if there hadn't been a ban. The Israelite community was asked to notify the women to the authorities. They were never found. You could be sentenced to death for that.
To all Jews who are obliged to wear the sign. According to information from the local authority, two old ladies with a star have been sitting on a bench in the Hercules Allee in the Grosser Garten. In the public interest and in order to avoid the need for further measures, we expect these two ladies to make themselves known to the Jewish community, Zeughausstrasse 3. All Jews are required to provide any relevant information known to them, which may help identify the parties involved. The committee of the Israelite community in Dresden signed Kurt Israel Herschel.
We went out together, apprehensive of how people would react and on the lookout for other stars of David. There were plenty, a new street life. One Jewish woman said quickly to my mother in passing, "It goes well with your blouse." I thought the remark plucky and witty. My mother could have done without it. Ruth Klüger, still alive, a Holocaust girlhood remembered.
An unbearable thought, this yellow piece of fabric. It would have driven me crazy to wear such a symbol. The social degradation, the paralyzing and demoralizing stigmatization. Knowing that you could have been arrested any time and anywhere. Every step you take being observed and stared at and controlled. I can really imagine that.
The yellow patch that was imposed on Jews in Germany to make them stand out from other Germans served as well to make them indistinguishable from each other. Qualities specific to an individual were meant to vanish behind the ethnic identity he shared with the many. The individual Jew ceased to be real, living, suffering human being. As a member of the Jewish people, he was reduced to a mere instance, an abstraction in whom concrete difference merged in indistinguishable sameness. Theodor V. Adorno, Can One Live After Auschwitz? Yesterday, as Eva was sewing on the Jew star, I had a raving fit of despair. Victor Klemperer, I Will Bear Witness, a diary of the Nazi years 1933 till 1941. I can't say that I was unhappy about that star. Under the circumstances, it seemed appropriate. Let them see who we were, different and chosen. Ruth Klüger, still alive, a Holocaust girlhood remembered. The Jewish star, black on yellow cloth, at the center in Hebrew-like lettering, Jew, to be worn on the left breast, large as the palm of a hand, issued to us yesterday for 10 pfennigs, to be worn from tomorrow. The omnibus may no longer be used, only the platform of the tram. For the time being, at least, Eva will take over all the shopping. I shall breathe in a little fresh air, only under shelter of darkness. Victor Klemperer, I Will Bear Witness, a diary of the Nazi years 1933 till 1941.
In the words of the French intellectual Lefebvre, for the street, it is a meeting place, without no encounter anywhere else is possible. A place of movement. The street is the melting pot that creates urban life, and without it, there would only be separation, contrived and frozen isolation.
Here you go, the coffee.
Against the street. A meeting place. Maybe.
Oh, yes. They simply wiped out our beautiful city.
Yes, but where meet? The Jews were banned from public swimming pools, visiting the cinema and eating ice cream were prohibited. The only place you could have met them would have been on their way to forced labor and when they were running errands. You couldn't go for a stroll wearing a star.
There were hard times.
Some Jews took the risk of being seen in public without their star. They took it off on the way so they could use public transport, enter shops, or visit concerts, theaters, and cinemas.
Maybe they no longer had any interest in meeting people. What use is the street if you're not thought to have any place there? Nobody likes being confronted with people who are engaged in trying to take away their rights.
That was just the way it was. And of course, many left because of it. I've always asked myself why it was that they didn't all leave. I didn't make that up. I just could not understand it. Because there were such intelligent people, for instance, Klemperer. Nobody could have imagined what was to come later. But the signs were all removed. As early as 1943, they wanted to remove all the signs. They were no longer necessary. There were no Jews left. They had all left for the East.
At the end of 1945 and the beginning of 1946, one survivor from the Riga concentration camp did return to Dresden. At the entrance to the Brühl Terrace, he found that the sign No Admittance for Jews was still there. He tore it down only to find himself being shouted at by a passerby asking who had given him the right to do so.